RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock, it's Masters weekend, and we're excited to be here on the air. Tee to Green every Saturday at 7 a.m. on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're live at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, in North Tonawanda. We're inside the pro shop, and we're ready to talk Masters. We're excited to do so. Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good to be here at Pendleton Creek. I love the updates that they've made. We're year two, right, of a new ownership here and the new name, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, and it looks great, the new patio construction. And, of course, we're in the pro shop, so I've already picked out 6 things I want.
That's right. That's what you do. Good morning, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Morning, friends.
That's right.
It's Masters weekend here, and there's nothing better than getting ready to get up in early and start watching the Masters, and everything that's been going on has been super exciting. It's the best weekend in golf.
I agree. Well, you and I both have our Masters hats on.
That's right.
We pulled it out this week.
There, yeah.
I have a Masters hat that
I brought you.
My friend Brian. Bought me, and it's on the shelf in my office at home.
That's all right.
It's never been worn, as a matter of fact.
I'm okay with it being a display.
Too pristine.
Yeah. It's right next to my Riv hat for the Riviera Country Club. Yes.
Have you been there, Kev?
I have not, which is
shocking.
Yeah. Everybody asked me, and I could just tell, lie and say I have. It's not. I haven't been there which I thought I was going a few years ago, but it didn't happen. So, and I keep saying I'll get there someday.
Someday is coming soon, Kev.
I hope so, you know.
Yeah, you can't buy green bananas at your age. You might want to get to this Masters pretty soon.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, yeah.
Can I buy chartreuse ones? I use those to fish with.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. No, I haven't. I haven't been there, and I feel like I'm failing myself for not having been there.
They'll get there.
Yeah.
And it's a great spot. We always talk for everybody that's been there. It's, you know, the walk is tough, as has been a topic this week, of course.
Sure.
Tiger Woods. So we'll get into that in a minute here. We're going to be joined by the PGA Pro and Membership Director Don Schneider in just one moment here as well.
He just handed me a coffee. I mean, the hospitality here, he's Masters-like.
Yes, yeah, you can order anything you want at any time at the Masters if you're a member.
So I got to tell you, can I tell you a quick story about Augusta National?
Yes, don't put the coffee too near our brand new mixer.
Yeah, that's true. We got some new equipment here.
We're excited about that. Don't ruin that already.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yes, you can order anything you want.
A colleague of mine who you've probably heard on, he's Fred Albers, who you hear on PGA Tour Radio.
Yep, we've heard him.
Yeah, so he used to do a show with Lou Holtz.
The former Notre Dame football coach.
They used to do a show on PGA Tour Radio. And Lou Holtz said to him one day, "Hey, Fred, I try to do a Lou Holtz impersonation, but I can't do it." Anyways, he said, "I'm going to invite you and your wife, Christy," Fred's wife, played on the LPGA Tour. "And I'm going to invite you guys to come play sometime." And Fred's like, "That would be amazing. Thank you." Well, some years go by, and Fred gets a call from Lou Holtz's secretary and says, "Mr. Holtz would like to invite you on this weekend," whatever. And it's like, okay, we're there. So he said it was the most amazing experience ever. Now, you'd think pull up to Augusta National and play. Now, they picked him up at the airport in Atlanta. We got him there. They had accommodations. They stayed in the Butler cabin overnight. You know, they had dinner. And so they got there, they had dinner, Butler cabin, morning, they had breakfast with Mr. Holtz, and anything you wanted, you just order what you want, and they went out and played the par 3 in the morning, came back, had lunch, played the golf course in the afternoon, went to the pro shop, which is different, you know, it's got a different logo, it's not the Masters logo, it's similar, but only stuff there. Fred said he spent about $2,000 in the pro shop, and said it was just incredible. You'd think it would be amazing. It exceeded amazing.
My quick story is the first time I went with Eddie Borg, the pro from Lockport, a long time
ago. Yeah.
We rolled up first thing in the morning after driving all night to get there Monday morning. We didn't know where we were going. We pull up to some gate. We're like, yeah, we're with the PGA. It was Magnolia Lane. So we got to drive down Magnolia Lane, go in front of the clubhouse. We realized we were in the wrong spot very, very quickly. We turned around and got out. But, they were very, very nice with us, even though we went the wrong way.
My niece is actually, she's working her class. She goes to the University of Georgia. She's working in the merchandise building. That's very like cool. They... an internship or whatever they have. She's working at the Masters.
That's hard labor this week is what that is.
That probably is. Yes. She's probably unpacking a lot of things because the amount of merchandise they probably sell is incredible.
So quickly,
you've been to the new building.
Yes. Yeah. So I went 2018 and I went with my friend who lives in Atlanta, and the two of us said, you know, let's get closer to the course. So after we saw what hotels were in Augusta, we ended up saying like, you know, about a half hour north, basically in the middle of nowhere of Eastern Georgia, at a hotel that I would never like to enter again. The old wooden door with the gold brass chain on it, that sort of...
Oh, yeah, the old flea bag.
Yeah.
Flea bag motel.
Yeah, you sleep on top of the...
And the flea bag probably was better than wherever we were at. It was one of those things of just like, all right, I'm going to keep all my clothes on and lay on top and just let it be morning and I'll just forget whatever just happened here, right? Like, that's one of those sort of scenes.
Yeah.
So anyway, but then we get up and it was, you know, you walk in and the whole time I'm like, all right.
Did the bet, they had a coin thing for the bet to take?
And you know a lot about this, Kevin.
the course itself, though, like, it exceeded expectations for me in terms of, I mean, it's not exaggeration. Every grass blade is perfect. Every little edge is cut perfectly. The flowers are perfect. The, you know, all the edges of the The cart paths or the walkways are all painted. Like, you know, it's down to the T. There's nothing.
Cables. You don't see wires.
No, everything is somehow hidden. It's amazing. And even just every single, I would say every single interaction with a Masters staff member during the morning when we were there, it was always welcome to the Masters every time. When you'd show up in the parking lot, welcome to the Masters. When you went through the gate, welcome to the Masters. When we went into the gift shop, welcome to the Masters. Even you go into the restroom, welcome to the Masters. There's an attendant right there.
Sure.
I mean, it was just, it was so cool. You felt big time being there.
My my friend, Mike Wolf, he is a videographer and photographer for PGA Tour. We worked together for many years on PGAtour.com. And he got hired to go work the Masters, and he was sending me some photos that he got access to that no one's ever over here. So a shot from the wooden bridge, but he's even further away, you know, down Race Creek, and he just said, I got to go to some spots today that no one gets to see. It was pretty amazing. So the place is incredible. The experience is incredible. And I just want to say this now, maybe I'll say it again. You know, tickets, right? I mean, I know you guys, I think you paid a broker, right, to get practice round tickets?
Yes.
That's pretty much the way to do it. I mean, you win the lottery, maybe you're going to win the lottery.
Or become a PGA professional.
Or become a PGA professional.
Right.
Well, what's the harder route? Anyhow, but if you want to go to an experience similar, okay, and there's nothing like, you know, tradition like any other, but similar, the Memorial. In Dublin, Ohio, near Columbus. It's a five and a half hour drive, Jack's Place in May. They, you know, it's modeled a lot after the Masters. There's maybe one or two electronic scoreboards on the golf course. Everything else is hand done. Their walking scores are wearing shirts and ties. They're the professionals, I believe, from the Ohio section of the PGA. The place is immaculate. So that would be my suggestion.
Okay, and that's not that far of a drive, as you said.
Yeah.
The one tournament that I always thought was a good trip, I'm not in any way comparing it to the Masters, was going to Firestone when they had the World Golf Championship there, the Bridgestone Invitational.
Sure.
And that was always NFL Hall of Fame weekend, too. And I thought it's a great little trip to go. It's, what, 3.5 hours to Akron, Canton. Mm-hmm. You could go to the Hall of Fame, you can go to the ceremony Saturday night, and then you can go to as many rounds as you want, too. And Firestone's a nice spectator walkable golf course too, because it's a lot of up and back, and because it was a World Golf Event, Kev, you got to see essentially, you know, all the big names that you'd see at a majors field. So I always thought that was a good trip. I'm disappointed that has gone away on the rotation. They don't play at Firestone anymore.
That's no longer there. That event is now,
it's a Champions Tour event, right, that they have at Firestone?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But that, for the PGA Tour, became the FedEx St. Jude
in Memphis now.
In Memphis,
yeah.
Which is no longer a World Golf Championship. It is now the first, starting this year, it is the first playoff event. The FedEx St. Jude, it used to be an invitational, but now it's going to be a FedEx St. Jude Classic. That is the first event of the PGA Tour playoffs. There's only three events. You have that, the BMW, and then the Tour Championship.
Okay.
I'll be at the Beamer again this year.
Beautiful. So that's how it'll run down. All right, we're live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Don Schneider, the PGA Pro, going to join us in a little bit here as we talk Masters, of course. And there's a Masters viewing party here tomorrow, so Don will have some information coming up on that. And they have brunch here on the weekends.
I was going to say, there's a menu. What time's that start? Because lemon poppy seed pancakes are like,
I thought he was asking us to pick something off the menu.
Yeah, is that for us to pick out?
When he brought the menu over, Kev, you thought that was your... He wasn't taking orders at that point.
Like, if they got the mix bag, I'll go make it myself. Those look amazing.
Yeah, we started circling things. Yeah, one of those. Yeah.
There's a reason why Don told us not to set up in the pub, Kev. Because he wanted to save it for they'd run out of food. But
I would tell you, I thought the pub prior to the new owners, before becoming Pendleton Creek, was great. Oh, even better now. The place is sparkling.
It's busy too. Yeah, I live down the street. We drive by a lot, and it's busy, and I've come in a couple times.
And that is open to the public.
The pub is open to the public.
Yes.
They redid the whole bar area, and they gutted the kitchen down to the studs, and everything's brand new.
Remember that happening, yes.
Yep. So it's great, yeah.
Business is good.
Business is good, and the food's awesome. It's a great place to come watch a sporting event like the Masters, for sure. A lot of TVs out there, too.
When is that viewing party? It's 2 to 7.
2 to 7 tomorrow.
Sunday.
Yep.
Sunday. What a great place to watch the final round of the Masters.
Is there a better day than Sunday at the Masters, though, by the way, for television?
It's great, right?
My kids, everybody that knows me knows, you don't even think about bothering me this Sunday of the Masters. Whatever it is, that's first and foremost. I'm not a huge TV honk for that, but this is just the best. And this weekend, there's nothing better than just sitting down and watching the Masters from the first shot to the last guy putts out and just thinking about it all weekend. I'm excited to get in there. You know what's been cool is they have it on the ESPN. You get to watch a group all the way around.
ESPN Plus.
Yeah,
yes.
That's basically what you do when you're
sometimes. I do that for the tour, and
but you follow a group from first tee to the 18th, and to see different players that they're not showing. You know, watch a guy struggle a little bit early in the round, and you think he's never going to pull it back, or the different shots that they end up having to hit, and to watch him hit every shot instead of just the important TV moment shots.
Yeah, they have four feeds, and so for a tour event, they'll have four feeds, and I've worked feeds one and four. And one is the main feed where you're seeing everything. That's on feeds two, three, and four. Two is a feature group, three is two feature groups, and then four is the four featured holes. And when you're going featured holes, when they're all in play, it's great. Like, I'm trying to figure out which one I like doing better. The main feed's great. You're seeing more of the golf course, but when you're seeing every group come through these four holes and, like, we're cutting to four, we're cutting to seven, like, it's pretty exciting working those things. But, yeah, and then you've got guys on the ground who are following along with the shots and those groups. It's pretty cool. And we saw a lot of Tiger. That's where I watched most of my coverage, actually, was in ESPN Plus, and I'd watch the Tiger Woods feature group. I figured we'd gone almost 15 minutes without mentioning Tiger Woods. Shame on us.
Yes.
And they jump around to Scottie Scheffler. They were showing plenty, certainly.
It was great.
And so let's talk about Tiger Woods, because what an amazing story this is. It is incredible, but not surprising, because it's Tiger Woods.
I'm shocked. You know, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect him to make the cut, and I probably should have expected more. And for me, as a golfer, just to watch how he was grinding his face off on every single shot he hit for 36 holes. And I watch how the other players in the group comport themselves, you know, as opposed to how Tiger might comport himself. And it's just, he'll hit a bad shot, it's gone, and then he's just grinding on the next one. And other players, you can kind of see how they're doing emotionally by their body language or whatever. Tiger, you couldn't tell if he just made four bogeys or if he just made three birdies, and he just wanted to, he was fighting for every shot. And I love watching that type of golf, that major championship, hard fought, you know, every putt is a grind type of golf. I thought it was awesome.
Well, I didn't think he'd tee up if he didn't feel like he was going to compete. And by compete, I mean... He thinks he can win this golf tournament, even with Scottie Scheffler 9 strokes ahead of him. Tiger believes, is it 9 or 10?
For him, it is 9. He's
it's
plus
9.
1. It's too bad in some sense. If you're a Scottie Scheffler fan, my apologies. But if Scheffler is not at 8, if he's sitting at 4 or 5 right now maybe, I mean, think of the possibilities. There's still 2 rounds to go,
well,
and anything can happen, as we know.
Right?
But the fact that... Woods is at plus 1, and he's tied for 19th. Like, if you would have said Tiger's going to be tied for 19th going into the weekend, you'd be like, oh my goodness, this is going to be an incredible story. Now, it still is, but there are so many golfers jammed up. Second place, Tiger's only 4 back of second place with 2 rounds to go. I mean, that is, but then you've got Scheffler 5 more strokes ahead. So there are 5 times in Masters history where there has been a guy that's led by 5 shots going into the weekend. 4 of the 5 times, I'm sorry, 5, this was the 5th time.
Right.
Out of the previous
4,
3 of the other 4 ended up winning. Spieth was actually the last to do it when he had such a monster league. Tiger, of course, as well. There were others, but one did not. And the fact that there are, I think, so many golfers there, maybe this could indicate the fact that there's a higher frequency chance maybe of it happening. Here's the problem is... part of the lead evaporating is that Scheffler has to make mistakes. Do you see that happening with how great he's been? 3 wins since February. He's locked in right now, Kev.
He's going to make mistakes. It happens to everybody. But is he going to rinse 2 balls and raise creek? No. I don't see that happening. And that's not the rubbing in on Jordan Spieth or anything, which he did again yesterday, as a matter of fact. To miss the cut, which is just shocking. This, to me, Scheffler's always had the talent. I look at getting Ted Scott on the bag as being the difference for Scottie Scheffler.
When did that happen?
Just this year. You know, right, you know, Bubba Watson and Ted Scott parted ways after, I think, 19 years together. And
they're similar type players, too. Like, they both play with a lot of imagination. You know,
Yeah. So I just have to look at that. Like, what changed for Scottie Scheffler? He's got a veteran caddy who's won majors on his bag. And look, all of a sudden, boom.
Because I think his fight this weekend is going to be, can he stay focused on the next shot instead of start thinking about the outcome at the end of the weekend? You know what I mean? That's when you get in trouble. Like, you get to 12 and go, I hit a good shot here. I'm going to win the Masters. And then...
But we've seen this, right? So this is what we've seen now. Look over the last 10 years in professional golf. What we've seen is players on the wave, riding the wave, right? I'll go back to even Padraig Harrington, all right, who's, by the way, in the field.
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy. So I didn't even know he's in the field. He's asking me to play a practice round. So anyway, remember Harrington. He had like that 2-year run. And then you move on. Jason Day became number one.
Spieth.
Jordan Spieth on that run. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm. It's so hard to get there and maintain there. But when you're there, you're invincible, right? And Scheffler, right now, it's his moment. And it may be it for a year, might be 2 years. I don't. It could be longer, but there's too many guys chasing. There's Colin Morikawa. There's Victor Hovland. Those guys are going to have their time too.
And maybe we should have seen this even coming even before this year. Like, let's just look back at his last calendar year. I'll go back to the last year's PGA in May. He finishes tied for eighth. Then the U.S. Open, tied for seventh.
Second. Okay.
Tied for seventh there. Then at the Open Championship, tied for eighth. Three consecutive majors, eight or better. Other big tournaments along the way, the Memorial, he finishes third. Obviously goes through the playoffs. He finished 17th at the Tour Championship. But then this year, he has three wins. Then he has two second places, a fourth and a seventh. He's made every single cut along the way. And the wins are legit wins. The Phoenix Open, the Arnold Palmer, and the match play event. Like, this isn't the event in December where there's a watered down field. He's winning legit events. So, I mean, you look at all these tournaments here that he's winning and performing well, and even the ones that he's not, he hasn't missed a cut along the way. It's a really, really impressive run here now that's about a calendar year long.
Would you say he's the most underrated number one or under the radar number one player in the world in a long time? I feel like he just snuck up on us, because you haven't paid attention. He doesn't have that big, bold personality or anything like that. He just goes out and plays. And all of a sudden, hey, he's number one in the world. How'd that happen?
I think you're right. It snuck up. He overtook John Rahm. Everybody's looking at Colin Morikawa to overtake John Rahm. Everybody looked at Colin Morikawa as going to be the guy. Boy, he is night or day, isn't he?
Yeah.
Morikawa, it's like either he is, it's all about his putter with there, and he's changed it a few times, changed his grip, which you see a lot of young guys doing now, and it's like, man, Scheffler, traditional.
It seems like the good putters aren't doing that. It seems like the good putters, Tiger's using the same putter he's always used. The best
Spieth.
Everybody who's a really good putter, that's a confidence thing. If you lose confidence, you're just searching for something. That's when I feel like putting troubles start to happen. You just got to, it's not the putter's fault.
I always think of the best putters use the answer style putter, the blade, and they're not cross-handed. And they are just they're feeling it. They're releasing the toe of the putter on the way through. And those are the guys who, nearly make everything, or they're making putts.
So I mentioned that there was that one instance that the person with a five shot lead going into the weekend didn't win at the Masters.
It was not Greg Norman.
It was 1936.
Oh, geez.
This is at the halfway point.
Paul Runyon.
That's right. 1936, Harry Cooper. He had a five-shot lead at the Masters. This is only, by the way, so there's 16 total instances in golf in the last 100 years where there's been a leader at the halfway point of five or more. And 13 of the 16 went on to win. The three that didn't, 1936, Harry Cooper at the Masters. 1920, Abe Mitchell.
Oh, Abe.
At the
Open Championship.
Nobody alive listening to the show remembers this.
Yes. And 1982, Bobby Clampett at the Open Championship. So 13 of 16 times that this has happened, five or more at the halfway point.
So this is over.
It should be over.
It should be over.
Scottie Scheffler's got to go out there and shoot 2 under on the weekend. And he's maybe got to shoot 2 under each day.
I would agree. Yeah, he's got to shoot more than 2 under.
So he could get to, if he gets to 12, you think that's plenty.
Yes.
Right now the next best guy's at 3. So that means he's got to make up 9 strokes over the next 2 days. So that's
that's doable.
That's 67, 66.
I tell you what, if Scheffler shoots even par this weekend, I think he loses.
Yeah, I would think he'd lose. Yeah, there's too many good players right there. Yeah.
I mean, guys can go out and shoot 5 under on the back.
And
they do.
And, you know, who knows what the weather would be like in the day. You know, can you catch the hard part of the day with the weather and stuff like that?
What did Danny Willett do to win when Spieth had the blow up there? Didn't Willett shoot like 63?
I don't know. I can look that one up.
I just remember Willett had this great I think he birdied the last 5 holes.
But, of course, that win by Willett is more known for Spieth's collapse.
It's like Stuart Sink's Open Championship.
And did you see Spieth? I know you mentioned Spieth missing the cut. He doubled the last hole. He also tripled 12. He did it again. He hit 2 in the water again.
In the water. Yep.
He hit 1 in from the tee and then from the drop shot, area. I mean, that's too bad because Spieth was at +1 and like right there. But
it is,
he's always fun to watch there at the Masters. All right, we got to take a break. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas, Zach Jones back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colesio. We're live here at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek in North Tonawanda. When we come back, we will be joined by the PGA professional here at Pendleton Creek, Don Schneider. We'll get his thoughts on the Masters. He'll give you a little bit more info on the Masters watch party if you want to get in on that. And we'll give you a full rundown of the leaderboard as well here coming up. Masters weekend, tee to green, live at Pendleton Creek. Thanks for being with us. More coming up on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
PGA Tip of the Week coming up here in just one moment as we are broadcasting live on Masters Weekend from Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mita, Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios. Of course, more coming up on the Masters. We'll see if we need to amend our picks from last week in our final segment.
I don't.
I think I know. You're good. You got the guy on top. I wouldn't change that.
And I picked him in our pool.
That's right.
So,
hey, our Tee to Green Fantasy League up and running. We've got 112 people in it.
That's it?
That's amazing.
Actually, you're the one who does it all, so yeah.
we'll get you can
you're going to 10,000. You can manage that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Brian. Yeah.
We'll get more people out. We'll send it out more this week. You know, you're obviously out of the Masters, unfortunately, but you can get in it for next week. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at T2G Buffalo. You can get in. It's free. Chance to win prizes every month. We give out monthly prizes. So
yeah,
you're going to have to work hard, though, because you're a week behind.
This month, you get to use Brian's membership number here at Pendleton Creek.
If you win?
Yeah, come in one day, you get to pick out something in the pro shop, you get to have dinner.
He wouldn't even notice it.
Yeah, I know he would. Yeah. Just nothing to him.
Yeah. I usually just try to drop your name on things like that.
Yeah, you get charged 20% more.
All right, the man that may charge 20% more. No, just kidding. Don Schneider is with us here now, a great supporter of our show, Tee to Green here, the membership director and PGA Pro at Pendleton Creek. Don, good morning.
Morning, guys. Got the whole crew here this morning, I see.
It's been a rare occasion. Yes.
You have your Masters green shirt on. I like it.
Yeah, very. Trying to be festive. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So what do you think of the golf so far over the first 2 days? What has stuck out to you?
Well, the most obvious thing you guys were talking about earlier is Tiger Woods. I mean, I'm shocked personally. I think that's what Jeff felt. And who thought he'd be back after that horrific car accident? And I think the walking part is what I wondered about. You know,
yes.
Can you walk four holes? Four rounds with a bad leg, you know.
You know what I noticed, too, is, like, he'll bend down. I know, and I was with somebody else the other day. He'll bend down and pick stuff off leaning on that right leg. So it looks, He didn't have any hitch in his giddy-up, it looked like. So he looked fit as far as his legs go. But
yeah.
500 days without competing, you know, that's what's hard.
All right, but so I was surprised that he was going to try to play the Masters this year. I was saying 2023 was his return, given what we knew how gruesome the leg injury was. But when he decided to go practice and play, I'm like, he's playing. And once I decided he's playing, he's going to make the cut. So that's why because it's Tiger Woods. Well, Tiger doesn't need to show up and prove, hey, look it, I made it back. That means nothing to him. Right? Yeah. I shouldn't say nothing, but Tiger's teeing up to win. And so that's why. This comes from a conversation with a couple of colleagues. We were working with the ESPN thing last time, and guys were former players, and they're like St. Andrews. I'm like, you know what? You're right. It's flat, right? He can just hit irons, which he's so great at. He can hit that stinger and have to worry about the distance with a driver, spraying it all over the place. Makes sense, Tiger at St. Andrews. That would be a great return because it's an easy walk.
And, Kev, it's not just that he had that leg problem. He's also had
the back. Yes.
He's had how many knee surgeries he's hit, and was he 46 years old?
Yes.
I mean,
that's why it's in that the part, but
getting out of bed at 46 is hard.
It's incredible, but listen, he came back and won in 2019, right? I mean, the guy does the incredible thing.
True.
You know?
And he looks like an NFLer right now. I mean, he looks like he put on 15 pounds of muscle since he got hurt.
I think that's what's generating his clubhead speed. It's probably not his hips and backs. It's his arms, it's hands, right? I mean,
yeah, I noticed that right away too. He looked chiseled.
Yeah,
I mean, he looks like an NFL safety, you know. And he was always in great shape. We know that. I kind of credit him for really that movement of fitness, you know, on tour. And but I didn't expect that. I mean, so maybe, you know, because the lower body isn't what it used to be. Maybe he's, you know, I think Kevin, you're probably right. He said, hey, I gotta do something else. You know, to get strong to be able to hit it the way I want to hit it.
But his lower body has to be strong or he couldn't be competing right now because it is the engine that drives
his core.
Yeah, his core and his hips. He's still got to be able to rotate. He's still hit it far. Yeah.
His back is bothering. I mean, he hit a tee shot on 9 in round 1 where he went for the back a little bit there. And, yeah, it was like, oh, boy.
Yeah,
and that's what I I was always concerned about, you know, he was still recovering from the minor procedure, the dissectomy or whatever he had prior to the accident. You know, he's still recovering from that surgery. And anybody who's ever been in any kind of, even a fender bender, your back, your neck, right? I mean, there's some issues there.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it doesn't feel right and you're out there trying to compete at a high level. You know,
and that was obviously more than a fender bender. I'm not trying to diminish the accident, but that's why it's just, you know, the guy's superhuman. Always has been.
I'm kind of watching his facial expressions and trying to pick up on that. And to me, it looked like I would bet that he is playing through some pain.
Oh, just sure.
Based on his expressions. He doesn't look the same. Right?
Yeah.
He looks like, Jeff mentioned, it looks like he's grinding it out. And I would agree that's part of it. But I think he's playing hurt. I think he's getting through it.
He is laughing and smiling between shots than I've ever seen, though.
Like he appreciates being back, probably.
Yeah,
it's probably
it's kind of you laugh when you get a great up and down or get lucky with a putt or something.
That's part of watching the group coverage, right, that you're getting. Because, you know, you watch, if you watch network television, they'll cut shot to shot, right?
And
go to things. But if they're staying with the one group, then you're going to see that laughter, like, oh, that didn't come back, like what you normally wouldn't see.
Yeah.
So that's part of it.
Well, I don't think he was always that way, though.
Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas, and Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek joining us here at one of our home clubs on Tee to Green. We are happy to be here for Masters Week. So we obviously have a lot of Masters talk here coming up. Before we get to our tip of the week here, Don, a couple things, course information. Let's talk about the Masters viewing party. That's tomorrow here at Pendleton Creek in the pub, which is open to the public. Let's get some information out about that.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. So we have a Masters watch party tomorrow, and we're going to be serving some of the Masters-inspired sandwich specials, and, from 2 to 7 p.m., so it'd be a good place to hang out, and it's going to be priced the same way as at the Masters, reasonable, and as Brian mentioned, we're open to the public, so we would strongly suggest reservations like we do anytime. If you haven't been here in a little while since they opened the pub up to the public, it's hopping, and so things are going very well over there, so that's going on, and then for our members, we're going to do a par 3 contest, so closest to the pin for men or ladies, and give out some prizes and have some fun.
Awesome. Pimento cheese sandwich, Kev. You a thumbs up or thumbs down on those?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
I've had one. Cheese. Great.
They're good.
Yeah.
I like them. I think they're good.
The peach.
You're okay with it, Don? You're take it or leave it sort of on that?
I'd probably select something else, yeah.
Are you doing Pendleton Creek souvenir cups? Like the Masters, you see the guys who have the beer cups, the plastic, next year.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, next year. Yeah, there's supply chain issues.
You do see guys around the course standing there, and they've got like 10 of them stacked up holding them together.
But they're not doing what they do at baseball games. Have you seen that where they cup stack it? The snake?
They try to get it going together.
Yeah, that's allowed.
That's what I looked like leaving the Masters. Yeah. Trying to balance them. Yeah, get to the car.
That's your fine china at home. You're bringing out the wine glass.
Exactly. There.
That's awesome. And is it open 7 days a week, the pub?
It's open. The only day we're not open is Mondays. So they have great. I think you guys already talked about brunch on Saturday, Sunday mornings from 10 to 2. We're super busy on Friday nights, so reservations are strongly encouraged.
And you got music here a couple of nights a week too, right?
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday of every week. So
are you singing?
I can. Okay. Would you like me to?
Depends how many cups you go through.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we get the place cleared out.
Yeah. How's the new ownership? I mean, you can just see the improvements they've made here to the structure, the restaurant, the patio, golf course.
Yeah, there's a different vibe here for sure. There's a sense of urgency that wasn't here before. We're privately owned by five guys that are all local and former members, now owners, and right now they're finishing up a drainage project. So that's going across the whole golf course. They're putting in 10-inch drain lines. Used to be 4-inch, so that's going to greatly improve our flow out there and make things drier. And those days that we get heavy rain overnight, now we hope that there won't be water and cart paths anymore. So that's the plan, and they'll continue. But they've totally redone. You guys haven't had a look. We'll give you a sneak peek, but they just redid both restrooms in the locker rooms, just totally gutted those as well. That's the way they do things here. They don't do anything halfway.
Yeah.
These guys are, they had a vision when they came in here. They knew what they wanted to do. They're long-term members, and they hit the ground running.
That's awesome.
And the patio improvements, I know a lot of it occurred last summer and fall, just looks awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's new half wall, there's new curtains that's heated. So we had a cornhole league on Thursday nights. We had 95 guys
wow.
and girls in that. And so huh. we had such a demand, we had to add another night on Tuesday nights. And you can imagine what that does for our business inside.
Sure, yeah.
I had no idea cornhole was that competitive.
Oh, cornhole.
I didn't either.
Dude, I don't think it's competitive.
You ever watch it on ESPN?
Do you ever watch it?
I've watched ESPN? It on ESPN. They're really, really good, yeah. Cornhole was drinking a beer camping. Yeah,
yeah, it could be a drinking game. Well, yeah.
There's cornhole, and then there's the hatchet throwing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that, too.
Yeah. My friend announces the U.S. Hatchet Throwing Championships.
Put that on your resume.
Yeah. I want to announce disc golf. I think that would be pretty cool to announce disc golf.
Have you played disc golf?
I have.
I have, too. I've taken Dylan. And it's fun, actually.
It is fun.
And you know what the cool thing about it? And I
think there's nothing cool about disc golf, but go on.
Actually, no. It's a fun little – we went to Como Park.
Yeah.
And like they've got a spot. And I think a couple of the Erie County parks have spots, mm-hmm. right, the disc golf?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah. And there's different discs.
I did it at Emory Park down past East Aurora.
Yeah.
Where is that? Is that Wales?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we brought frisbees, and these two young guys saw, my son trying to throw frisbees, and came in, here, I got a couple extra ones, and just leave them at the end. You know, we were ahead of them. I'm like, awesome.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a distance frisbee.
Yep. I was like, I said, we'll definitely go do this again. I'm not going to not play regular golf, but it's something a little fun, different to get outside.
For sure. No doubt. I like it a lot. Don Schneider with us, the PGA Pro here at Pendleton Creek, as we broadcast live on Masters Weekend on Tee to Green on WGR. Not too early to start thinking about summer and your son or daughter and junior camp. I know here I gave you the form for my son here this morning. How about some information on that?
Yeah, Brian, that's it's Wednesday mornings. It goes 6 consecutive weeks. It's going to start July 6th, I believe the date is. And then what happens is we have two divisions. So we have so anybody can come to it. So we have a golf 101, which is for the new golfers, so as it might
open
sound.
Open to the public?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome.
No.
Open to the public.
Yep, that's great.
Be a member.
And it's filling already. So it's like everything else that's happening in golf in a good way. You know, things are busy. And then we have a players division. So your son Jack plays in it. And that's for the kids that can get out there and from the red tees, you know, break 60, basically. They played a little bit. So it's a great program. What happens is they come in. We have the instruction. They come in. We march them in like ants. We have lunch on the patio. Lunch is provided as well. So kid food. And then the final week is our championship. We have Ron, our food and beverage director, puts a nice little buffet on and award ceremony and hand out some medals. And it's a fun time.
Cool.
Yeah. I've been fortunate a chance to help and work with Don in camp maybe the last 4 or 5 years. And those Wednesday mornings are great. The kids are here. It's 7 in the morning, the ones that are in that players division, and do some great instruction. You and Dylan just do such a great job. And the staff now, everybody's buying in on working because we had a record number last year, right? Like 90 some
kids.
Yeah,
we had 90 players. And we were trying to cut it off at 72, and we couldn't. So we just rolled with it and added more staff.
That's
is what we did.
I think that's awesome that it's open to the public and, you know, to bring more people into the game of golf. Expose them to perhaps dispel myths of private golf clubs.
Right, and you know, a lot of kids don't have those opportunities because most of the private clubs have closed junior programs. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that you do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank
Brian
you.
Just shows up to help because he wants the free lunch.
He
right?
wants the pizza.
Oh, he said the kid food afterwards. That's
right.
Really.
Well, you know what? Isn't it true? Like every adult comes to the kids food. Wow,
I know.
He's a big kid, Brian.
Yeah, so I like chicken fingers and fries.
Fingers and fries.
Yeah,
and burgers, and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. Kids food.
Oh,
it's just a genre.
No, it's just the description.
It's like French food.
When my kids were little, I'd order them stuff I want to eat because I knew they weren't going to touch
leftovers.
It. Right? Yeah, I knew they weren't going to touch it. So. I'll just have a side salad.
Yeah. No, if you're considering it at all for your child, I would highly recommend it. I think Don and Dylan and the crew here do a great job with it, and they make it a lot of fun. You know, some of the stuff you guys set up on the putting green with the pool noodles and some of the, you know, different sort of objects to putt around and chip around and things like that. And then here's what I think is great. I know you've said this, Jeff, many times. When I was first getting Jack, my son, going in golf, you said this, and Don, you said it too, that the key is not to instruct for two straight hours. The key also, you said that you think is something that really worked well last year, is that you're getting them, even the brand new kids, onto the golf course. It isn't just all on the range or all on the putting green.
Right. And, you know, when you're teaching kids, it's a different experience. I mean, they don't want to listen to boring instruction for half an hour straight. So what we did is we took a par four and we set up temporary greens. We made those with pool noodles, as you mentioned. And so now we get all the kids out there, showing them proper etiquette, safety, you know, where to walk, where not to walk, so we don't get beaned with a golf club or a ball, right? And they love it. You know, kids love to compete, right? It's not just about instruction. And so, you know, we got little guys out there, and they're chipping to the pool noodle, and here we go. We go to the next hole, and we walk with them. You know, we kind of coach them up as to what type of clubs to hit and that kind of thing.
You know they're having fun when they're running between shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want to see when they run to their next shot. Yeah. Once they start getting tired of running, then you know you're losing their interest, and then it's time to go get some pizza.
It's the same for me, and, I'm in
you
my
run
40s.
In between shots?
Well, that sometimes, too. I'm trying to see if I can find it. Let's face it. Sometimes when we say we want to practice, even as an adult, like it's more fun sometimes doing it when you're on the golf course than it is on the driving range, like, for sure.
And you're trying to grab them into the game. Yeah. So you're not grabbing them into the game just hitting some shots on them. Once they get on the course, it's cool. Look at the sand traps. Oh, look at, is this real grass? That's the question I always like. Yeah, it's real grass. Be very careful.
All right, let's finish up with Don here with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And if you watch the Masters, you will definitely see some of these shots this weekend. Tight lies, especially around the greens, like a lot of mowed off areas at Augusta National. It seems to be also a trend with a lot of golf courses now, too. We're seeing more tight lies around the green, opportunity maybe to do multiple things, Don.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching a little bit last night, actually, in the replay, and I'm noticing a lot of guys putting off the green more so than I've saw before at the Masters. So there had to be some changes there for that reason. And not a bad play. If you think about it, you know, I would say in teaching, chipping is probably the most challenging, shouldn't be, but I have a lot of my members here that really struggle chipping off the green, whether it's a wedge or seven iron, whatever their technique is. And if we're close enough, I say, grab your putter, let's see what happens there. And if it's closely mown, like you're talking about, it's probably a pretty good option. Now, if it's up a hill and a steep hill, well, that might be tough. But there's nothing wrong with putting off the green. I think a lot of people forget that they can do that. You know, if you're on the apron, that's one thing. But you can be, you know, a decent distance away as long as it's not high grass. And you're going to have to hit it too hard to get through there because that's unpredictable how far it would roll.
Yeah, and for the chipping off the tight lies, what people tend to do, a lot of people get what we call steep, where their club wants to slam into the ground. So what I try to do is I try to move that ball back in people's stance towards their back foot, because what you're trying to do is hit the ball first and not the turf. A lot of times that grain, if it's growing into you when you're hitting those pitches, will really grab that club. So I try to get the player a real narrow stance, ball back in their stance a little bit, a little shallower brush with the handle ahead. And the other little tip is just get that heel off the ground a smidge when you're chipping, because that way the whole club can't dig, and it just gives you, you'll hit it a little bit closer to the toe maybe, and it'll deaden that so it won't go springing out on you, or you don't catch those hot jumpers off the rough. But and then just learning to control your trajectory, like we're seeing Tiger using four and six irons and stuff like that. That's a lost art. We used to do that a lot more when we were younger, where you take the less lofted club and hit that long bump and run. We always say try not to get the ball in the air, get it on the ground as quickly as possible. But, yeah, get your weight forward, your ball back, a little shallower brush, and the heel off the ground of that club a little bit, and you'll hit much better chips from tight lies.
I did that heel off the ground last year after a show. Love it. It's amazing. I know we got to go to break. Sorry. Yeah.
Don, thanks so much for having us. As always, what's the contact information if they want to get info about junior camp or
Yeah, the best bet else? Now is we have a new website, brand new website. So it's pendletoncreek.com. Everything is there. There's a junior form that you can print and mail in. All my information is there. And then as far as contacting us directly, 716-694-0366.
Okay, beautiful. Masters watch party here tomorrow in the Pendleton Creek Pub starting at 2 o'clock. Call for reservations for that. Brunch on the weekends at 10. All right. timeout here on Tee to Green. We'll come back. Our final thoughts on the Masters. We'll run down the top of the leaderboard and tell you the storylines for the weekend. When we return, along with Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colzio. More coming up from Pendleton Creek right after this on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
All right, our check of the leaderboard takes us right to the Masters, and Scottie Scheffler with a very nice five-shot advantage going into the weekend. He is at minus eight. Charles Schwartzel, Sungjae Im, Shane Lowry, and the defending champion Hideki Matsuyama are all five back at minus three. A large group at minus two, including former Masters champion Dustin Johnson. Then you've got the Canadian Corey Connors at minus one. He's tied for 10th along with Colin Morikawa. And another group that includes Justin Thomas, who tied for the low round of the day yesterday with a 67. And, of course, Tiger Woods tied for 19th, plus one, makes the cut after a 2-over 74. Our Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. Kev, a couple of Champions Tour players were playing this weekend. Unfortunately, though, they all missed the cut.
Yeah, none of them made the cut. The best performer, Padraig Harrington. Yes, he's on the Champions Tour now. He's plus five. Freddie Couples, we all look for him. He was plus 10.
Couples is still a swing that I just can't get enough of seeing, right? The smoothest swing in golf.
He's the coolest guy. He's right? Freddie is cool.
He reeks cool, yeah.
Yes.
He walks cool. Yeah, everything he does is cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
All right. What's the storyline going into the weekend? Obviously, everybody will be watching Tiger to see if he can get back in it, but what's after that?
It's Scheffler and I think Im. I think your final group tomorrow is Scheffler and Im.
Hmm.
That's my prediction. Final pairing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Scheffler can get off to a solid start. And because now, you know, he's won some events. He's played great. But now this is the Masters. This is a different deal. And it's a different golf course. A little bit askew. And it's a very, very difficult up and downs.
And I think the penultimate group will be Hideki Matsuyama and Dustin Johnson.
Okay. I like the way DJ's playing. I picked Thomas. I still think he can do it. He had one rare nine holes of bad iron striking, which is a rarity for him.
Yep.
So I still think JT is going to be a factor in this.
He goes and shoots two more 67s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely got something.
He'll be right
there.
He's
a guy you figure is going to win a Masters at some point in his career, but we've said that about Rory McIlroy, too.
True. He looked like he was struggling yesterday.
Yeah.
Just can't stay consistent over the entire round. But that's been his story at Augusta.
Can we just mention one thing? Hey, like Gary Player again this year on the opening tee shot. Like, dude, can we just avoid controversy?
He had the Saudi golf logo on his hat. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. It was
or on the collar.
Yeah.
And his son's been banned from the property.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just that's such a great thing. And it's like.
And they added Tom Watson this year.
That's the most controversial thing in golf right now, that talk. And you got to show up with a logo. Now, I'm whatever. I just.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's there's
not about you. It's not about you.
Yeah. You don't need to make money off this right now. Yeah.
Yeah, that honorary tee shot where they honor Watson and Nicholas and Player, it's a really cool scene. It's too bad that had another storyline involving one of the players. All right.
Love the Masters, though. It's great.
Yeah, can't wait to hear that music Saturday afternoon. And hello, friends, and here we go. Here's the leaderboard. That'll be great.
And you know what? I love that golf season starting here in Buffalo. I got to play this week, and a lot of people are getting out, maybe getting out today.
And this week's going to be incredible.
We got our par 3 tournament at Lancaster today, so looking forward to seeing a lot of friends and members you haven't seen. I can say hello,
you
friends.
Said that without saying you're the defending champ at the par 3.
People don't care that I'm a defending champion. I care.
Yes.
But people don't care.
Okay.
I care.
I would have bragged. Yeah.
I've practiced this week. That's how much I care.
Look at the weather Monday through Friday next week. The lowest high temperature is 61.
There's going to be a lot of moisture, though.
Yeah.
But it's still spring golf, and you can still get
things
out
are going to be growing, and things are going to get mowed, and the courses are going to look great here.
I went fishing yesterday. I'm still trying to get that last steelhead of the season in.
Yeah, carts may not be available at your facility, but yeah, you can get out there and walk at a lot of places.
Awesome. So. Good to see you, boys.
Yes, same here.
Fun show.
Thanks to everybody here at Pendleton Creek. Don Schneider, the PGA Pro. Thank you, Don. And thanks for the warm hospitality. And thank you for listening. Zach Jones back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Zach, as always. And next week we'll be at Diamond Hawk. Looking forward to that.
Hawk.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, this music in the background. Good stuff. PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green every Saturday at 7 o'clock. Enjoy the Masters this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming up, time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
All right, our check of the leaderboard takes us right to the Masters and Scottie Scheffler with a very nice five-shot advantage going into the weekend. He is at -8. Charles Schwartzel, Sungjae Im, Shane Lowry, and the defending champion Hideki Matsuyama are all five back at -3. A large group at -2, including former Masters champion Dustin Johnson. Then you've got the Canadian Corey Connors at -1. He's tied for 10th along with Colin Morikawa. And another group that includes Justin Thomas, who tied for the low round of the day yesterday with a 67. And, of course, Tiger Woods tied for 19th, +1, makes the cut after a 2-over 74. Our Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. Kev, a couple of Champions Tour players were playing this weekend. Unfortunately, though, they all missed the cut.
Yeah, none of them made the cut. The best performer, Padraig Harrington. Yes, he's on the Champions Tour now. He's +5. Freddie Couples, we all look for him. He was +10.
Couples is still a swing that I just can't get enough of seeing, right? The smoothest swing in golf.
He's the coolest guy. He's right? Freddie is cool.
He reeks cool, yeah.
Yes.
He walks cool. Yeah, everything he does is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
All right. What's the storyline going into the weekend? Obviously, everybody will be watching Tiger to see if he can get back in it, but what's after that?
It's Scheffler and I think Im. I think your final group tomorrow is Scheffler and Im.
Hmm.
That's my prediction. Final pairing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Scheffler can get off to a solid start. And because now, you know, he's won some events, he's played great, but now this is the Masters. This is a different deal, and it's a different golf course, a little bit askew, and it's a very, very difficult up and downs.
And I think the penultimate group will be Hideki Matsuyama and Dustin Johnson.
Okay. I like the way DJ's playing. I still, I picked Thomas. I still think he can do it. He had one rare 9 holes of bad iron striking, which is a rarity for him.
Yep.
So I still think JT is going to be a factor in this.
He goes and shoots two more 67s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely got something.
He'll be right
He's
there.
A guy you figure is going to win a Masters at some point in his career, but we've said that about Rory McIlroy, too.
True. He looked like he was struggling yesterday.
Yeah.
Just, again, just can't stay consistent over the entire round. But that's been his story at Augusta.
Can we just mention one thing? Hey, like Gary Player again this year on the opening tee shot. Like, dude, can we just avoid controversy?
He had the Saudi Golf logo on his hat. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. It was on
on the collar.
Yeah.
And his son's been banned from the property.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just that's such a great thing. And it's like.
And they added Tom Watson this year.
That's the most controversial thing in golf right now, that talk, and you got to show up with a logo. Now, I'm whatever.
I agree. Yeah. There's
not about you. It's not about you.
Yeah. You don't need to make money off this right now. Yeah.
Yeah, that honorary tee shot where they honor Watson and Nicholas and Player, it's a really cool scene. It's too bad that had another storyline involving one of the players. All right.
Love the Masters, though. It's great.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that music Saturday afternoon. And hello, friends, and here we go. Here's the leaderboard. That'll be great.
And you know what? I love that golf season starting here in Buffalo. I got to play this week, and a lot of people are getting out, maybe getting out today.
And this week's going to be incredible.
We got our par 3 tournament Lancaster today, so looking forward to seeing a lot of friends and members you haven't seen. I can say hello,
you
friends.
Said that without saying you're the defending champ at the par 3
people don't care that I'm a defending champion. I care.
Yes.
But people don't care.
Okay.
I care.
I would have bragged. Yeah.
I've practiced this week. That's how much I care.
Look at the weather Monday through Friday next week. The lowest high temperature is 61.
There's going to be a lot of moisture, though.
Yeah.
But it's still spring golf, and you can still get
things
out
are going to be growing, and things are going to get mowed, and the courses are going to look great here.
I went fishing yesterday. I'm still trying to get that last steelhead of the season in.
Yeah, carts may not be available at your facility, but yeah, you can get out there and walk at a lot of places.
Awesome. So. Good to see you, boys.
Yes, same here.
Fun show.
Thanks to everybody here at Pendleton Creek. Don Schneider, the PGA Pro. Thank you, Don, and thanks for the warm hospitality, and thank you for listening. Zach Jones back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Zach, as always. And next week we'll be at Diamond Hawk. Looking forward to that.
Hawk.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, this music in the background. Good stuff. PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green every Saturday at 7 o'clock. Enjoy the Masters this weekend. And we'll talk to you next week on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.